Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it, thankful, grateful, and as always, blessed to be with you this morning as we move through the Word of God. And today's Word is an Old Testament and New Testament Word, as always. We will be coming out of Leviticus chapter 19 and 20. We'll be coming out of Psalms 27, verses 4 through 10, Proverbs chapter 10, verses 10 through 12, and Mark chapter 5, verses 1 through 20. And all I can say is, buckle up, it is a morning. It is a great word. Yesterday was wow. That's all I can say. If you missed yesterday's word, you need to go back and look at it. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? It is a great word on yesterday. Leviticus' word was on point. As I was talking about the word with someone yesterday, it dawned on me how God will give you revelation that every word that has been given, the laws and everything, are for a purpose and a reason, and it is unity. The Lord, all of this is unity. The Lord wanted the people unified, unified in how they worship, unified in how they kept clean. I mean, cleanliness. In this particular instance, you're talking people that are traveling. They're picking up their homes and moving from place to place. They have to be unified, and they can't deal with, you know, waste of any sort. They have to have everything together and be decent and in order. And you can't do that if you're basically leaving leprosy and mold and all kind of things just in a place. Wow, that makes a lot of sense. And so it was just revelation words on yesterday. But anyway, let us get started, family. And again, thank you so very much for joining me this morning. I know it's early in some places. I appreciate you joining me as we move forward through the Word of God, because the Word of God is so important that we need to meditate on it day and night. We have to study. We have to listen, you know, even when you're not listening to this word, listen to a word so that you're getting something in at least every day. And the word of God that he gave me from Psalms this morning is, do not leave me nor forsake me, O God of my salvation. For we know that the word of God in Joshua tells us, I will never leave you or forsake you. And the Lord tells us to be strong and courageous. And in this word today, you know, one thing I have desired of the Lord, thing that I have desired of the Lord, is our psalm word this morning. And it touched my heart this morning that will I seek that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. I want to be with God one day. I'm not saying soon. There's some things I've asked God that I want to see come to fruition. And he knows the biggest desire of my heart. And I thank him that he's guiding that direct. Hallelujah. Like I said, I fast for purposes and reasons, mainly to get in touch with who God is and to help God, ask God to help me change me. You know, change me, O Lord, make me brand new, as Tamla Man sings. We want to be changed. We want to be different. We want to have a David spirit. You know, we want to be undignified and dance for God. We want to love God more than anything. We want to be, we want to sing praises to his name and lift up his name. Hallelujah. Father God in heaven, we are so grateful this morning that you woke us up, that you gave us opportunity for do-over, to be better today than we were yesterday. Father God, I ask you to forgive me if I have done anything in word or in deed against your divine majesty, sin seen and unseen, awful thoughts said and unsaid. I ask you to forgive me, Father God. For I want to be made brand new. I want to be cleaned up, Lord. Clean me with hyssop, Father God, that I might be made better. Lord, I ask for understanding and discernment of this word, that I will understand it as I teach it, and that you will give me the words to speak, that you will increase as I decrease. Father God, I thank you again for this day that you have made. I rejoice and I'm glad in it. And I thank you, Father God, that you have not forsaken me, that you have not left me, and that you have spoken to be faithful, to stand in faith, to have faith over fear and love over hate. For you are God, and all things work for our good because we love you and we trust in you. And Lord, I love you and I trust in you. For you are my Father and I love my Dad. And I thank you for salvation and grace and mercy that you have shown toward me and toward all of your children. Thank you, Lord. And it's in the name of my Savior, your Son, the Messiah, the Holy One, the Lord of life. He is our Savior. For the Lord Jesus is our life and our salvation. Whom shall we fear? We do not fear anything because we know that all we must do is call on his name. And I call on the name of Jesus, Lord God, Savior. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. In your name I pray that this word will touch someone's heart, mind, and spirit, that they will change and be made new, that something will touch them, go along this day. Let this word permeate the universe, permeate the airways, permeate every nation, every country, every household that you need touched today. In Jesus' name, amen. Woo, giving honor to God this morning, who is the source of my strength. I felt my voice trying to go out, but I'm like, the devil is a lie. You know, the enemy will touch what he knows that you got to do for God. And I'm praying, and all of a sudden, I felt my voice getting lower and lower and lower. I'm like, no, we're not going there. We're not going there. I'm not going there. I'm going to speak, and I'm going to say the word of God, and I'm going to speak it clearly. And not with a hoarse voice. Hallelujah. For the Lord God is good. And he is holy. Hallelujah. For he is holy. He has made me holy. And I am not allowing anything to get in the way of what I do for God. Not sleep. Not slumber. And definitely not a hoarse voice. Hallelujah. Father God, thank you. That's all I can say. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for clearing my voice. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So let us get into our word. Get your Bible. Get your Bible. Get your Bible. Because this is what? Bible study, y'all. Get your Bible out. And we are going to the book of Leviticus, chapter 19. I had an open moment there, didn't I? Leviticus. You get a car, you get a car, you get a car. No, we are going to get a word. That's what we're going to get. You get a word, you get a word, we get a word. And I would rather have the word than that car. Hallelujah. And the word of Leviticus chapter 19, verse 1 says, and the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, speak to all the congregation of the children of Israel and say to them, you shall be holy, for I, the Lord your God, am holy. Hallelujah. And I say this morning, family, you shall be holy, for the Lord our God is holy. Every one of you shall revere his mother and his father and keep my Sabbath. I am the Lord your God. Do not turn to idols, nor make temptation. Make for yourselves molded gods. I am the Lord your God. And if you offer a sacrifice of a peace offering to the Lord, you shall offer it of your own free will. It shall be eaten the same day you offer it, and on the next day, and if any remains until the third day, it shall be burned in the fire. And if it is eaten at all on the third day, it is an abomination. Gives you 2 days to eat the food. It shall not be accepted. Therefore, everyone who eats it shall bear his iniquity, because he has profaned the hallowed offering of the Lord, and that person shall be cut off from his people. When you reap the harvest of your land, you shall not wholly reap the corners of your field, nor shall you gather the gleanings of your harvest. And you shall not glean your vineyard, nor shall you gather every grape of your vineyard. You shall leave them for the poor and the stranger. I am the Lord your God. The Lord God said that you got to take care of the poor. You got to take care of the poor. You got to take care of those that are in need. And he said, you shall not steal, nor deal falsely, nor lie to one another. And you shall not swear by my name falsely, nor shall you profane the name of your God. I am the Lord. You shall not cheat your neighbor, nor rob him. The wages of him who is hired shall not remain with you all night until morning. You shall not curse the deaf, nor put a stumbling block before the blind, but shall fear your God. I am the Lord. You shall do no injustice in judgment. You shall not be partial to the poor, nor honor the person of the mighty. In righteousness you shall judge your neighbor. You shall not go about as a talebearer among your people, nor shall you take a stand against the life of your neighbor. I am the Lord. In other words, don't be out there being gossip and Susie. Keep your tongue behind your teeth. You shall not hate your brother. In your heart you shall surely rebuke your neighbor, and not bear sin because of him. You shall not take vengeance, nor bear any grudge against the children of your people, but you shall love your neighbor as yourself. I am the Lord. It is in the word. Jesus said the first and greatest commandment is to love the Lord your God. And then he said the second is like it, to love your neighbor as yourself. The Lord God has spoken to us in Leviticus. He said in Leviticus chapter 19, verse 18, you shall not take vengeance, nor bear any grudge against the children of your people, but you shall love your neighbor as yourself. I am the Lord. You shall keep my, you shall not let your livestock breed with another kind. You shall not sow your field with mixed seed. Wow, does that sound familiar? What is going on right now? Folks trying to clone crossbreeding. You know, what is that? It's something, it's like a combination poodle and something else, a poodle oodle, or don't get me lying because I don't know the name of the dog, but it's like a crossbreed of dogs, and it's kind of weird. You know, and then we all know that tangerines and nectarines crossbred fruit. And the Lord is telling us, even in his statutes of, oh, you shall not let your livestock breed with another kind. You shall not sow your field with mixed seed, nor shall a garment of mixed linen and wool come upon you. Wow. We done totally lost that one. Whoever lies carnally with a woman who is betrothed to a man as a concubine and who has not at all been redeemed or given her freedom, for this there shall be scourging. But they shall not be put to death because she was not free. And he shall bring his trespass offering to the Lord to the door of the tabernacle of meeting, a ram as a trespass offering. The priest shall make atonement for him with the ram of the trespass offering before the Lord for his sin which he has committed, and the sin which he has committed shall be forgiven him. When you come into the land and have planted all kinds of trees for food, then you shall count their fruit as uncircumcised. 3 years it shall be as uncircumcised to you. It shall not be eaten. But in the fourth year, all its fruit shall be holy, a praise to the Lord. And the fifth year, you may eat its fruit, that it may yield to you its increase. I am the Lord your God. You shall not eat anything with the blood, nor shall you practice divination or soothsaying. Y'all caught that, right? Because there's folks out there who are using divination as soothsaying and calling it prophecy. We got to be very, very careful. You shall not share around the size of your head. You shall not shave around the size of your head, nor shall you disfigure the edges of your beard. You shall not make any cuttings in your flesh for the dead, nor tattoo any marks on you. I am the Lord. You know, and but so anybody that talks about tattooing, that's where it comes from. You know, you shouldn't tattoo. Leviticus chapter 19, verse 28. There it is. You shall not make any cuttings in your flesh for the dead, nor tattoo any marks on you. I am the Lord. That's where it comes from. Do not prostitute your daughter to cause her to be a harlot, lest the land fall into harlotry and the land become full of wickedness. You shall keep my Sabbath and reverent my sanctuary. I am the Lord. You got to have reverence for the house of God. Give and let's keep it going. Give no regard to mediums and familiar spirits. Do not seek after them to be defiled by them. I am the Lord your God. In other words, you got them folks going to folks. I want to know what my daddy said. I want to know if my mom is all right. I want to know if my wife or my husband is doing all right. You know, I just want to know. I just want to hear their voice one more time. Can you please call them up? No, don't be doing that. You know, what was it? I used to watch Montel Williams. That was it. And he used to always have this lady on. I can't remember her name. I can see her face. But she was one of those mediums. And she would always call it up to heads, and I'm thinking, this is not right. You know, and you know in your heart something is not right. You got to be careful playing around with stuff like this. You don't go there. The Word of God, you know, we're like, well, that's Old Testament, and, you know, Jesus changed all that. Jesus said in his Word, I did not come to change the law, but to fulfill it. And come to change the laws and the prophets, I came to fulfill. So this is still word. You know, not the killing and you know, stoning, because we get grace now because of Jesus. And we don't have to kill the lamb and the ram and all that stuff. But the fact of the matter is there's some things that are just right. And even Jesus called on these things. And the fact is that give no regard to mediums and familiar spirits. Do not seek after them to be defiled by them. I am the Lord your God. And it tells you, you shall rise before the great headed and honor the presence of an old man and fear your God. I am the Lord. And if a stranger dwells with you in your land, you shall not mistreat him. Come on now. You don't lock his children in cages. and separate them from their parents. We don't do that. This is what the Word of God says. And if you claim to be a Christian, you need to start reading the Word, because the Word says, and if a stranger dwells with you in your land, you shall not mistreat him. That's the Word of God. The stranger who dwells among you shall be to you as one born among you, and you shall love him as yourself, for you were strangers in the land of Egypt. I am the Lord your God. That's the Word of God. We don't treat people wrong. And, you know, you get folks all caught up. Well, they taking my, no, they're not taking your job, because the job wouldn't be available for them to take if you took it before they got here. We got to stop that foolishness, because the Word of God tells us. And if you are claiming you're a Christian, you're saying you're evangelical, that you love God, then we need to start putting folks accountable that were doing this, that you are, cannot mistreat people. That's the Word of God. You shall do no injustice in judgment, in measurement of length, weight, or volume. You shall have honest scales, honest weights, honest effort, and an honest hand. I am the Lord your God who brought you up out of the land of Egypt. Therefore, you shall observe all my statutes and all my judgments and perform them. I am the Lord. And I know it's like 619 statutes and laws. And because of Jesus, there are some that we are no longer doing, because Jesus came and took our sins upon the cross. So there's no more slaughter of animals, no more sprinkling of blood, but everything else, you got to keep alive. It's the Word, and it is true, and it makes common sense. And these are a few life lessons from Leviticus chapter 19. I told y'all it's a good word. It's law word. It is on point. It is on point. I'm telling you, it's on point. And it says this, Leviticus 19:10, you shall not glean your vineyard. You shall leave them for the poor and the stranger. God has a special concern for the poor and the disadvantaged, and his people are to share his concern for them. The more we become like God, the more we share his concerns. We got to help people. We can't be selfish. Oh, I got mine. They need to get theirs. I worked hard for this money. I ain't got time to be sharing with everybody. We got to get out of them attitudes. Not of God. The more you have, the more you have to give away. The more you have, the more you have to help others. The Lord God wants us to be, to help people. That's all I can say. He wants us to help people. And then it gives us this word in Leviticus 19:32, you shall honor the presence of an old man and fear your God. God connects fear to the Lord with honoring the elderly. Those who disrespect the aged, in fact, slander the Lord. You can't go out messing with people. The elderly. You know, I work with elderly people, and there is nothing like the low-down, dirty shikes that call and get them all afraid, because they'll say, this is the Social Security office, and we're about to cut off your Social Security if you do not information. We have been da-da-da-da-da, whatever the situation. And you say, hang up, that's not the Social Security office. You know, but they get all afraid. And then you have the ones that call, Grandma, this is your grandson, and I'm in Mexico, and I can't leave because you sent me some money. Really? I had one very feisty lady, and I love her. God rest her soul. One of the sweetest people I've ever met. But she was feisty, 96 years old, and they would call her, and she would give them a what for and a why not. And she said, you are not my grandson. I know who my grandson is. He is not in Mexico. And you ought to be ashamed of yourself. I mean, she'd tell them off. And you don't need to go get a job instead of trying to shyster the elderly. We are on to you. You need to go and get a job. I mean, she just went there. And all of a sudden, click, And then another time, I mean, she was something. You know, she would listen and she said, oh, that's so sad. I think you need to call your real grandma because I'm not her. And I'm like, oh my God, she's all up. She's on it. She was on it. And, you know, you have to admire feisty. I love feisty elderly because when they, you got a feisty little elderly lady, they don't play. I tell you that. And they will spank you with words. Hallelujah. You know, I love the fact that the mother of our church is 90 years old, and she is feisty, just as sweet as, oh, she's sweet. She's just a sweet lady. Still driving. Still driving. Still living her best life. And that is so awesome. She is an example of how you want to be, to love God, you know, to be a faithful, faithful person of God. God loves us like that, and we got to love ourselves. I need you. You need me. We all need each other. We're all a part of God's body. You know, we got to love and care about each other. Let's keep going. Leviticus chapter 20. I'm telling y'all, it's a great word today. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, again, you shall say to the children of Israel, whoever of the children of Israel or of the strangers who dwell in Israel, who gives any of his descendants to Moloch. We know that's the devil. You know, putting your kid, sacrifice. It's child sacrifice is what we're talking about. He shall surely be put to death. The person of the land shall stone him with stones. I will set my face against that man and will cut him off from his people because he has given some of his descendants to Moloch to defile my statue, my sanctuary, and profane my holy name. And if the people of the land should anyway hide their eyes from the man, when he gives some of his descendants to Moloch, and they do not kill him, then I will set my face against that man and against his family, and I will cut him off from his people, and all who prostitute themselves with him to be, commit harlotry with Moloch. You know, we got to be careful. Be careful who you following after. You could be following after a demon. Got to be careful. And it says, the person who turns to mediums, here it is again. God spoke it in chapter 19, and he's speaking it again in chapter 20. And this is what he's saying. And the person who turns to mediums and familiar spirits to prostitute himself with them, I will set my face against that person and cut him off from his people. Consecrate yourselves, therefore, and be holy, for I am the Lord your God, and you shall keep my statutes and perform them. I am the Lord who sanctifies you. I am the Lord who sanctifies you. For everyone who curses his father or his mother shall surely be put to death. He has cursed his father or his mother. His blood shall be upon him. The man who commits adultery with another man's wife, he who commits adultery with his neighbor's wife, the adulterer and the adulteress, shall surely be put to death. But I'm going to say this. In the New Testament, they had forgot about killing the adulterer. They was ready to stone the adulteress, but the man was nowhere to be found. What did Jesus say? He who is without sin, cast the first stone. As we keep going, it says, the man who lies with his father's wife has uncovered his father's nakedness. Both of them shall surely be put to death. Their blood shall be upon them. If a man lies with his daughter-in-law, both of them shall surely be put to death. They have committed perversion. Their blood shall be upon them. If a man lies with a male as he lies with a woman, both of them have committed an abomination. There's the word again. It was in chapter 17, and here it is again in chapter 20. They shall surely be put to death. Their blood shall be upon them. If a man marries a woman and her mother, it is wickedness. It was some housewife show. Some woman married her step-grandfather So not only did she marry somebody, but she married somebody that had been intimate with her grandmother. That is just, ew. Let me keep moving. I'm not going there. They shall surely be put to death. Their blood shall be upon them. If a man marries a woman and her mother, it is wickedness. They shall be burned with fire, both he and they, that there may be no wickedness among you. He's not even telling them to stone them. He said burn them. If a man mates with an animal, he shall surely be put to death, and you shall kill the animal. If a woman approaches any animal and mates with it, you shall kill the woman and the animal. They shall surely be put to death. Their blood is upon them. Bestiality. Yuck. Nasty. If a man takes his sister, father's daughter, or his mother's daughter, and sees her nakedness, and she sees his nakedness, it is a wicked thing, and they shall be cut off in the sight of their people. He has uncovered his sister's nakedness. He shall bear his guilt. If a man lies with a woman during her sickness and uncovers her nakedness, he has exposed her flow, and she has uncovered the flow of her blood. Both of them shall be cut off from their people. You shall not uncover the nakedness of your mother's sister, nor of your father's sisters, for that would uncover his nakedness. They shall bear their guilt. If a man lies with his uncle's wife, he has uncovered his uncle's nakedness. They shall bear their sin. They shall die childless. If a man seeks his brother's wife, come on now, it is an unclean thing. He has uncovered his brother's nakedness. They shall be childless. You shall therefore keep all my statutes and all my judgments. Come on now, God is speaking. And perform them, that the land where I am bringing you to dwell may not vomit you out. And you shall not walk in the statutes of the nation which I am casting out before you. For they commit all these things, and therefore I abhor them. But I have said to you, you shall inherit their land, and I will give it to you to possess, a land flowing with milk and honey. I am the Lord your God who has separated you from the people. You shall therefore distinguish between clean animals and unclean, between unclean birds and clean, and you shall not make yourselves abominable by beast or by bird or by any kind of living thing that creeps in the ground, which I have separated from you as unclean. And you shall be holy to me, for I, the Lord, am holy and have separated you from the peoples, that you should be mine. A man or a woman who is a medium or who has familiar spirits shall surely be put to death. They shall stone them with stones. Their blood shall be upon them. Wow. It's some serious talking here. The Lord don't play. And if you stop and think it all through, you will understand it is all for a purpose and a reason to keep folks decent and in order, to keep things from going down the wrong path, to keep people from going down the wrong path, to keep folks from falling into darkness. Leviticus 20 and 26, you shall be holy to me, for I, the Lord, am holy and have separated you from the peoples, that you should be mine. And Dr. Stanley says, it is both a great privilege and an enormous responsibility to belong to the Lord. We cannot have an intimate relationship with God without reflecting his holiness, and intimacy with him is our highest calling. Hallelujah. Let's get into our word this morning. Our word for today is coming out of Psalms 27, 4 through 10. And it says this, one thing, hallelujah, I have desired of the Lord, that will I seek. I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. But in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion, in the secret place of his tabernacle. He shall hide me. He shall set me high up on a rock. Hallelujah. And now my head shall be lifted up above my enemies all around me. Therefore, I will offer sacrifices of joy in his tabernacle. I will sing, yes. I will sing praises to the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. Have mercy also upon me and answer me. When you say, seek my face, my heart said to you, your face, Lord, I will seek. Do not hide your face from me. Do not turn your servant away in anger. You have been my help. And this is our word for today. Do not leave me nor forsake me, O God of my salvation. When my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take care of me. Hallelujah. We are blessed beyond measure to be children of God. And as we go into our proverb word, 10 through 12. He who winks with the eye causes trouble. Remember what was it, Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, Carlton talking about? Well, he gave me a wink and a nod when he was looking for a job. I got a wink and I got a nod. It didn't work. So the mouth of the righteous is a well of life, but violence covers the mouth of the wicked. Hatred stirs up strife, but love covers all sin. Come on, y'all. Hate stirs up strife, but love, then we all make mistakes in our relationship. And the natural reaction to an offense is anger. But if we want our relationships to work, we must learn to apply love, not bitterness, to the wounds we suffer. Love, not bitterness. Can't get all hot and bothered about stuff you have no control over. Give it to God and keep moving forward. We look back too many times worrying about what he said, she said, they said, woo-woo said. We got to stay focused on the word of God and stay in the midst with the Lord. And as we go into our New Testament word, we are coming out of the book of Mark, chapter 5, verses 1 through 20. And we're still talking about the crucifixion. We're talking about being bound. We're talking about all these things. We're talking about so much. And this is what Mark says. And, you know, we're talking about, whew, Lord Jesus, this is one of my favorite scriptures. Because, you know, you don't know who's got some serious stuff going on. We look at people that are homeless. We, you know, you're like, ugh, something ain't right with them. You don't know, it might be a demon in them. Or there may be a legion of demons in some people. You got to understand. The only one that can get that out is through prayer. What did Jesus say? There's some demons you can't get out except for with prayer and fasting. And, you know, we all have those spirits that try to attach. We got to pray them away in the name of Jesus. And this is Jesus going. You know, we had in one of the books, I know it says there's two men. One says one, and this is the one where it says one. So let's go to this word, you know, and I love the song, I Am a Witness. And so this is what the word says. Then they came to the other side of the sea, to the country of Gerenes. I'm not sure. I don't think I'm pronouncing that right. And when he had come out of the boat immediately, there met him out of the tombs a man with an unclean spirit who had his dwellings among the tombs, and no one could bind him, not even with chains, because he had often been bound with shackles and chains, and the chains had been pulled apart by him and the shackles broken in pieces. Neither could anyone tame him. And always, night and day, he was in the mountains and in the tombs crying out and cutting himself with stones. When he saw Jesus from afar, he ran and worshiped him, and he cried out with a loud voice and said, "What have I to do with you, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? Implore you by God that you do not torment me." For he said to him, "Come out of the man, unclean spirit. Then what is your name?" And he answered, saying, "My name is Legion, for we are many." Also, he begged him earnestly that he would not send him out of the country. Send them out of the country, not just him, but them out of the country. Now, a large herd of swine were feeding there near the mountain. So all the demons begged him, saying, "Send us to the swine that we may enter them." And at once Jesus gave them permission. Then the unclean spirits went out and entered the swine. There were about, are y'all ready to hear this? 2,000. And the herd ran violently down the steep place into the sea and drowned in the sea. This man had 2,000 demons in him. 2,000 demons in him. Legion, Lord, help us. And then as we continue, so those who fled the swine fled. So those who fed the swine fled, and they told it in the city and in the country, and they went out to see what it was that had happened. Then they came to Jesus and saw the man who had been demon-possessed and had the legion sitting and clothed in his right mind. And they were afraid. And those who saw it told them how it happened to him who had been demon-possessed, and about the swine. Then they began to plead with him to depart from their region. And when he got into the boat, he who had been demon-possessed begged him that he might be with them. However, Jesus did not permit him, but said to him, "Go home to your friends and tell them what great things the Lord has done for you and how he has had compassion on you." And he departed and began to proclaim in Decapolis all that Jesus had done for him, and all marveled. And I mean, that song, and all it says is, "I am a witness that it was Jesus. There's no doubt, nobody but the Lord. I have an assurance way down cannot ask who it was, for I am a witness that it was Jesus." Woo, hallelujah. There's no doubt, nobody but the Lord. I have an assurance way down in my soul, and I dare not ask who it was. Hallelujah. We got to be witnesses that it was Jesus, that there's no doubt in our minds that it was nobody but the Lord. We have an assurance way down in our soul that we dare not ask who it was, because we are witnesses that it was Jesus. Hallelujah. And I love this. The life lesson is in Mark 5:19. Go home to your friends and tell them what great things the Lord has done for you. Gathering this. And I always mess that name up. But it says this, the former demonic really wanted to go with Jesus. He probably did not think it very compassionate that Jesus refused to let him do so. But Jesus' compassion is much more than merely being nice, because he needed that word spread. Y'all know who I was. Y'all know I was in the tombs, running around naked as a jaybird, cutting myself. You couldn't contain me in chains. You couldn't contain me in anything you tried to put on me. Why? Because I had over 2,000 demons. I was stronger than all of y'all. And understand, it was Jesus of Nazareth. It was Jesus who came. It was Jesus who took them out of me and threw them into the swine, and they drowned in the sea. It was Jesus, oh hallelujah, who save my soul. It was Jesus that removed all darkness from me. It was Jesus. Here I am, not only clothed in my body, but clothed in my right mind, because I'm a witness that it was Jesus. Hallelujah. Woo! You talk about a testimony. You talk about a testimony. And we wonder why Mary Magdalene followed Jesus, because he removed just 7 from her. This man had 2,000 demons removed from him. Come on now. We got to be witnesses for the Lord. And it says, we're going to go back again to our Psalms word, Psalms 27, verses 4 and 8. How can I get to really know God is a question. And it says, do you know that God wants to show you more of himself every day? He does. He wants a living, vibrant relationship with you. Psalms 27 and 8 says, when you said, seek my face, my heart said to you, your face, Lord, I will seek. Are you seeking after God with all your strength? Does your time with the Lord revitalize you, or does it feel more like a ritualistic experience? All I know is I get revived every morning. I read this word and I talk this word with you. I am just filled up and I got a pep in my step. And it goes on to say, to better know God. And I'm going to give you some things that you need to write down. And the first is, you must come to him honestly. Confessing to your heart requires you to be vulnerable, yet it is the best decision anyone can ever make. Number 2, you must understand your reliance upon him. You must come to the point where you understand that God is your only source of comfort and power. Number 3, you must become interested in what interests him. Has your desire for spiritual insight and godly wisdom declined? If so, ask the Lord to restore your longing for him and for the things that must concern him, that most concern him. Number 4, you must know his word. By reading the Bible, you open your heart to him. He has given you the Holy Spirit to help you interpret his word, and he wants you to immediately meditate on it so you can apply it to your life. We must meditate on the word. He has said in his word, meditate on his word day and night. Number 5, you must observe his characteristics and ways. Read the promises that God makes in his word, as if to remind you of how he has already worked in your life. Number 6, you must accept his invitations and follow his commands. God is constantly inviting you to walk with him. Give the Lord total control of your decisions, your time, your talents, and your possessions. Your knowledge of God grows as you increasingly recognize his love for you. God delights in your joyful praise and worship of him. Psalms 46 and 10 says, be still, y'all know this one, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. As you get to know God on deeper levels, your ability to trust and obey him will increase. You will find your life's fulfillment when you come to know and exalt the Lord of all creation. And that is our word this morning. Oh, Jesus, thank you, Lord. It was a great word. If there is anyone that would like to speak, please push the number 1 on your phone and your line will be open. All I can say is the Lord God gave us a word this morning. He gave us a Leviticus word on what we need to do. We got to do some things for the Lord. And it was awesome. This was a great word this morning. And let us go to our sister in Christ and see what our sister in Christ has to tell us this morning. Good morning. Don't give up on a good tomorrow because of a bad yesterday. God can make all things new. Have a transforming Thursday. We're going to have a transforming Thursday because we know that our God is with us. He said he will never leave us. And as our word tells us, we got to speak it out. Do not leave me nor forsake me, O God of my salvation. You got to pray that. Do not leave me or forsake me, O God of my salvation. For our Lord God is with us. And I love the first part of that Psalms word. One thing I have desired of the Lord, that will I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. Praise him, all creatures here below. Praise him, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord our God this morning. We praise him, from whom all blessings flow. Let's keep God first in everything we do. Treat your neighbor as you want to be treated. Love your brothers and your sisters. Love your family. Forgive, let it go, shake it off, give it to God, and keep moving forward. We can't keep letting things get into our spirit that only tears us apart and not builds us up. Thank God for waking you up this morning, for giving you a pep in your step and a praise in your heart. I thank God for his mighty, mighty word today. And I just say, Father God, thank you for your word this morning that touched my heart, mind, and spirit. And as they say, Lord, you gave me something to think about. For all things good and perfect come from you. And Lord, I thank you for your Son and my Savior, Jesus Christ. For he is the reason that I wake up in the morning. And his name is on my lips when I fall asleep. I thank you, Father God, for your grace toward each of us. Continue hiding us in the rock. In your wings, O God, protect us from all harm, hurt, harm, and evil. And Lord, forgive us for any sins we have committed in thought, in word, or deed, seen, unseen, known, and unknown. In the name of Christ Jesus, I say to all of you, may the Lord watch between me and thee while we're absent one from each other. In the precious and holy name of our Savior Christ Jesus, I pray over you and yours. And before I say it's a wrap, if there's anyone that would like to speak this morning, push the number 1 on your phone or dial 213-943-3597. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I don't see anyone pushing that 1, and I don't have any calls coming in that would like to speak. So I thank all of you this morning as we have moved forward through the Word of God. It has been a great word today. It has been a great word, and I am grateful. I'm thankful, and I know that I know that I know blessed to be a child of God. Thank you so much, family. Have a blessed day. Have a blessed evening. And as Sister Carolyn said, we're going to go there one more time. Don't give up on a good tomorrow because of a bad yesterday. God can make all things new. Have a transforming Thursday, family. And as we wrap it up, we say together, it's a wrap. Why? Because moving forward, family, we are always willing, ready, available, presently praying for each and every one of you. Be blessed. It's a wrap.